And on first Thursdays, we do the 149th Legislative House District, and that is now represented by Rachel Khanna, sworn into office yesterday as the legislature got underway. Good morning, Representative. Welcome and congratulations. Thanks for joining
me this
morning. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell us about your first day up there. What was it like?
Oh, it was very exciting. The official swearing-in and ceremonial events were invigorating and really conveyed the importance of the moment and the optimism that's permeating the Capitol. It was exciting and thrilling.
Now, you and Hector Arzeno got a shout-out from the governor expecting
that? We did. Yeah.
So do you get fights over Lionel Messi and everything else on the drive up?
No, we haven't been driving together. Okay. But I was rooting for France. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. I'm very happy for Argentina as well.
Yeah, you got the last one, so that's all right, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us your thoughts about not just the day itself, but also the governor's state of the state and some of the things that he mentioned in his talk yesterday, including about middle class tax cuts.
Yeah. You know, I was in full agreement with what the governor said. I think we're in a good place, but I think there's still work to be done. And as he said, we have an opportunity to lift families up and, you know, focus on ladders. I really like that metaphor. And I'm looking, you know, like him, I'm looking at this as an opportunity to keep the momentum of the great work that's been done so far going forward and to, you know, keep finding innovative ways to, you know, to in workforce training, supporting our infrastructure or, you know, really focusing on developing our infrastructure for the future and supporting our workforce, you know, filling the jobs that we have open. And I think there's a lot of opportunity. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
Now, as far as the middle class tax cuts are concerned, both sides, but there was bipartisan agreement about that. But I guess it comes down mm-hmm. to is how do you achieve that? So what are some of your thoughts? Any thoughts on how you'd like to see this happen?
I don't know what it's going to look like yet, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the proposals are. I don't have any thoughts at the moment. I want to really see what all the options are, what the, you know, and like I said, what the proposals are as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
At this point I'm a sponge. I'm absorbing a lot of information, doing a lot of research, and that's the phase that I'm in. And we'll be serving on the appropriations, government administration and elections and transportation committees. And so, like I said, I'm doing a lot of research, absorbing information, and then taking it from there.
And that was my next question. You've already gotten your committee assignments then right away.
Yes. We got those a few weeks ago right before the holidays.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. And how was the drive up?
Not too bad. You know, if I get there early, which is what Speaker Ritter expects of us down here in Greenwich, is to get there on time, and meaning I'll have to leave early. If I leave early, I'm able to avoid most of the traffic. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, one of the representatives with the longest commute up there. So,
Yeah.
Good opportunities to listen to podcasts and educating myself.
Mm-hmm. And will you be carpooling with anybody else, any of the other lawmakers on the way up?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Steve's committees, I believe, meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, I don't know when my committees all meet Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So,
mm-hmm.
But yes, if there's an opportunity to carpool, I'm sure we'll take advantage of it.
What form of the meetings now? Are they back in person? Are they virtual? Or what's the story with all the meetings and everything up there?
I believe that some of the initial committee meetings will be via Zoom, and then potentially offer a hybrid option. But then we will be in person.
All right. Rachel Khanna,
yeah.
new state representative, congratulations again. Look forward to speaking with you on the first Thursday of the month and get your thoughts and some things moving forward as we go on with this long session. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And may I just add my contact information for listeners?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm encouraging people to reach out to me. My email is rachel.khanna@cga.ct.gov, and my phone number is 203-564-9516. And, of course, I'm on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, as State Rep. Rachel Khanna. And I will have a weekly email for people to sign up on, and we're finalizing that at the moment.
All right, fantastic. Outreach, constituent outreach, so important. Thanks very much
yes.
for your time.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich, and again, she'll...